Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Atleti will be difficult to beat here, as they so often are. Will it be their year to shine finally as European champions? Well, that's a poor ball away. Griezmann's onto it, and De Paul scores. And Atletico Madrid are ahead in 4 minutes.
Great start for Atleti.
Hummels, he was unsighted by his teammate. Now Griezmann, little flick ball. Big chance for two. It is two. It's Samuel Lino, and it's another horrible piece of Borussia Dortmund defending. And Atletico Madrid are 2-0 up inside 32 minutes.
Oh, very nearly through to Allaire.
Does come to Allaire, and Dortmund are back in the tie. Sebastian Allaire off the bench to get a goal that could be so important for the German side. Atletico Madrid 2, Borussia Dortmund 1. Free header, Brandt hits the woodwork right at the end. The header comes off the angle of post and bar.
Marvellous scenes if you're an Atletico Madrid fan.
A big day of Champions League action. You can watch Barcelona take on PSG on CBS and Dortmund face Atletico Madrid on Paramount Plus. And if you can't decide, the Champions League multicast on Paramount Plus will let you watch both matches at the same time. And following matches, we got you covered for that as well on the Galazzo Network with Scoreline and Champions Club recapping all of the action. And a new edition of Kicking It with Tony Miola wraps up the day. All right, for more on Champions League and these matchups today, including the Spanish side still remaining in the competition, we are very thrilled to welcome in our good friend Luis Garcia. Hello, Lucho.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
We are fantastic. All right, let's start with this Dortmund-Atletico Madrid. Atleti with the 2-1 advantage heading into this tie, but we know that Signal Iduna is not an easy place to go and get a result. If you are Cholo Simeone, how are you setting up your team today?
Yeah, exactly, Zan, and that's a problem for Atletico Madrid. There is one concern for Atletico Madrid, and the only one is Atletico Madrid. What is the Atletico Madrid we're going to find? This Atletico Madrid, when plays away, is always in trouble. We've seen it loss against one of the bottom teams in the competition, in La Liga, Cadiz, by 2-0. But suddenly, we found Simeone's team facing one of the best teams in Italy against Inter and playing in a fantastic way, aggressive, intense, and getting a fantastic result to go through. To this one, once again, against Dortmund, we saw a very good Atletico Madrid, very solid at the back, with chances, creating up front. Of course, with when Antoine Griezmann is on top form, you know that anything can happen. He's the player who kind of run the whole play, the tempo of the game, the ability to find the spaces, or the ability to assist the players. And for tonight, San Molino is not going to be there. I think for me, he's one of the most important players. What he creates on that left side, it's key for Atletico Madrid's future. And we'll see if tonight they're going to miss him with Roro Riquelme. Signal Iduna Park is not an easy stadium, and I think that they're going to struggle.
In fact, Signal Iduna Park is where Cholo experienced his worst European loss with Atletico Madrid, 4-0. And the other kind of note that I wanted to ask you, Lucho, Atletico Madrid has now conceded in 10 goals, in 10 games straight. 10 games where they haven't been able to keep a shutout. That hasn't happened since 2004. How do you find a reason to explain what's going on defensively with Atletico Madrid?
Yeah, it's not the same Atletico Madrid that we found 5 years ago. The intensity, that the solidness that that Atletico Madrid had with the old guard, it was a totally different one. Now we found a Savic that is struggling to with the consistency during the season. Jimenez, exactly the same, injuries in and out. The only one who has been a little bit more consistent has been Bissell. I think that he provides that communication, that experience, of course, at the back. But with all the ins and out, Hermoso sometimes, Reinildo because of the injury, all those players has been a good and bad, not consistent enough. And when you don't have a three, that the way that is Atletico Madrid is playing at the back, that they are consistent, you're going to be in trouble. And this Atletico Madrid is very vulnerable. That's one of the most important points for tonight, because you know that Dortmund is aggressive going forward. Yemi one side, Sancho the other side. Sebastian Allaire is not going to be there for a problem in his ankle, but Fulcrum is going to be also there. So Brand, I think that is going to be the key player. No more tests from Edin Terzic. I don't think that the one he tried at the Metropolitano didn't work in that middle of the park. So Brand probably will be starting. So those players are going to be a very big problem for Atletico Madrid. But what is happening? That lead helps Atletico Madrid to sit at the back, wait on the lower block, and then quick transitions. That's where Atletico Madrid is the best. Those quick transitions with the ball arriving to Antoine Griezmann and then decided the ball is for Morata, for Riquelme, Marcos Llorente. It's got plenty of options.
Lucho, obviously when Sebastian Allaire scores at the end of the match or in the second half, you know, it sort of leveled it out a little bit. 2-1, I mean, and Julian Brandt was, you know, a couple inches away from scoring and evening this out at 2-2. Nico asked you a little bit about sort of defensively how different Atletico Madrid have been this season, and we saw how they were a bit more attacking, a bit more forward. Are we expecting Atletico Madrid to camp out and just look for those opportunities, or do you think Dortmund are going to give them opportunities to go forward and be a little bit more expansive, and we're going to get to see a bit more of Antoine Griezmann kind of in the middle?
No, I don't expect Borussia Dortmund playing at home and with this fantastic yellow wall behind, just waiting to see what Atletico Madrid is going to decide. I'm expecting a team aggressive going forward. Atletico Madrid has got a lot of problems on the build-up. They don't have enough players at the back with the confidence to bring the ball from the center backs to middle position. We're going to see probably some long balls. But I think that for Atletico Madrid, this is the perfect scenario. Just to sit on the lower block, it doesn't help much the style of Atletico Madrid, but they've been there. They know how to suffer. We are talking about a team with a lot of experience. World Cup winners, Champions League winners, players who have been in Champions League finals. They are all there involved into the game. And that's something very important, because you can manage a lot more the pressure of an amazing stadium with a lot of hostile atmosphere. But the most important is that you are leading on the score. You are not in a rush to get a goal. And that's going to help Atletico Madrid. They know how to defend. Very sitting at the back, very well organized, not leaving spaces for the top players like Jadon Sancho, Adeyemi, with that speed and the ability to on players 1v1, beat players on 1v1. I think that's the perfect scenario for Atletico Madrid, because it's got players up front who can kill the game in a second.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.